For all you people who believe in reptilians, lizards, and serpent people, historically I can tell you this, that the word Messiah literally means the lizard king in Demotic or Pharaonic. And apparently there are quite a few people in various religions around the globe who wait for the return of the Messiah or lizard king. So, as a historian, I cannot tell you if the reptilian theory is correct or not, but historically, I guess I can live with it, because the enemy within is very, very real, and they're not like us. So here we can see on his head the thing for the circumcision again, there, see? So apparently the circumcision thing has to do with the with reptilians, or in this case Sobek, of whom I will tell you more in a minute. The word Christ is Greek and means exactly the same thing as Messiah in Hebrew, namely the Anointed One. As it was an old Hebrew tradition to massage the feet of their kings with oil, anointing. The ancient Egyptians, of whom all monotheistic religions come from, had their pharaohs also massaged with oil, namely crocodile oil, extracted from crocodile fat. You see the snake there? And you see how long their hands are. That's real pharaonic. That's one of the things by which you can recognize them. Well, watch Obama's hands. They're just like Obama's hands. These are like the hands of Obaton Ama. And guess what the pharaonic or demotic word for crocodile is? Musha, M-S-S-H, as in demotic, just as in Hebrew or Arabic, only the consonants are being written. And musha almost sounds like a snake hissing, referring to the crocodile god of the pharaohs, Sobek, who once came out of the water and created the world, and as we know, a croc is a big reptile or lizard. And here we can see Sobek together with Hathor. So within this ancient serpent religion, the pharaohs await the coming of their god and creator, the Messiah, or Messiah, as they force their serpent religion upon humanity through torture, by force, and by the violent priests of Amun, who introduced to us a statue of man nailed on a cross, meaning that he's not allowed to defend himself, because he's got his hands nailed, that he can't run away, because his legs are nailed. And he can only move his head and nod, yes, darling, or shake, no, darling. I'm so sorry, darling, I won't do it again. Sorry, honey. Please don't hurt me. Yes, Mr. Judge. No, Mr. Judge, I will never do it again. Yes, Mr. Judge. No, Mr. Judge. Yes, Mr. President. No, Mr. President. Anything you wish, Mr. President. Yes, sir. General, sir. And with all their invisible hocus-pocus, they want us to believe that there is this invisible guy up in the heavens who, with all-seeing eye of Amun-Ra, can see everything you do, think, or speak, and who can come down whenever he feels to either help or punish. But in reality, no one has ever seen this Superman coming down on a cloud, pulling back a bomb, or preventing a child from being murdered, raped, or run over by a car. Never ever in all human history has anyone seen the God of the heavens. Instead of that, he's let millions of children die of hunger, crime, and wars without even lifting a finger. Nor even lifting his eyebrow. And billions of sheep will pray and await the return and resurrection of the Messiah, the Lizard King, also referred to as Sobek, the Lizard God, who created the world, who came out of the waters. And in other religions, the pharaohs also rule. As we can see in Saudi Arabia and the heart of Islam, the all-seeing eyes of Amun-Ra on a Saudi police badge. Oh, there it is again, the all-seeing eye in Mecca. They're everywhere. The all-seeing eye of the Dajjal on the Saudi police in Mecca. Oh, what do you know? So guys, stop talking about the dollar. You'll find this much nearer, guys. And here we can even see the pharaonic sun hieroglyph. See the pharaoh show. Even the word Kaaba is pharaonic. Go and have a look. There it is. It's pharaonic, the sun hieroglyph. And in the holy city of Mecca, Paris Hilton has 3 handbag shops in Mecca. In Mecca, where the Jamarat has already been destroyed and the Hajj has been made invalid after 2004. So we can see her small eyes and very physically big mouth, which are very typical pharaonic features. So, Mrs. Pharaoh in Mecca, where she's being protected by the all-seeing eye of the Saudi police and the Saudi pharaohs. It's all pharaonic, guys. And they don't want the Muslim to stone the obelisk. So that's why they blew it up in 2004. I can tell you one thing, your religion is gone. It's finished. And the pharaohs, as Mrs. Hilton here, are definitely heading for a one world religion altogether. As Mr. Hitler already said, one people, one Führer, one religion, etc. One people. The Freemasons call the Msha, or Lizard King, Adonai, which is a Hebrew word meaning Sir or Mister, and where the word Don, as in Don Quixote, derives from. So here we can see the Templar symbol here. Look, there it is. As we can see on all the tanks. The of the NATO, you know, in Iraq, and the Israeli army has it as well, upside down next to Horus. So this is the symbol of the statue of Horus. Yeah, well, and the Masons, they came out of the Templars and founded Switzerland, their base. There's no doubt that we are not from this planet, because we are not adapted to it at all. We have to put on clothes, otherwise we're cold. We must cook and boil everything, otherwise we can't digest it. And we must put on shoes and socks on for not hurting our soft extraterrestrial feet. And there's no evolution either, otherwise we would have furs and claws. No, we're not from here. our creators have most probably been conquered by the ones who fight others from the inside by infiltration, who have Octagon Switzerland as their base, and who await Messiah, the Lizard King. As a historian, I don't know if the lizards are here. The enemy within, though, is very real, and there are a lot of historical proofs that the lizards are there, and a lot of religious proofs as well, among others the word Messiah, Mesha, which means crocodile, and the Lizard King.